but it's gonna be okay. 'Cause I'll never leave you. I'm a constant friend. I know the sun is gonna shine again.
Shine, shine again, shine again.
I wanna tell you how the story's gonna end. You're gonna make it. Ever been lonely, and I know how you feel. When the nearest tug's a million miles away, when you're looking for sunshine in the middle of the day, then I know how it feels. Have you ever been lonely?
I know how
you feel when the nearest touch is a million miles away.
You're looking for sunshine.
When you're looking for the sun in the middle of the day. And I
know how you feel,
but it's gonna be okay. Oh. Oh, it's gonna be.
All right. It's a great song there. Have you ever been lonely? Well, have a friend that sticks closer than a brother in Jesus. We are continuing on with Prayer and Share today, just to give you an update. Maybe you're just joining us and just turning the radio on, wondering what's going on today. A little different run of music, and that is because this is Prayer and Share. During Prayer and Share, we come to you and ask you to prayerfully make a generous donation to WCNO. And so more and more of you are listening. So if you've listened for a long time, you've never made a call yet, why not make a donation today? Call us, let us know what the Lord's put in your heart to give. And we've just been talking about what it costs, what the listener's share of support is. And so over the next 6 months, as we look at that period of time, we're looking at basically needing to cover every hour of every day. We're on air 24 hours a day. So when you think about that, the listener's share of support is right at $52. So I had a dear brother help me out with that. So we're looking right at $52. I came up with 51 when I divided it out, but we look at 26 for the half hour, comes out to be 52. So when you think about that, 24 hours a day, that starts adding up. That's about $1,229 a day that we have to raise for each day over the next 6 months. So we're well on our way. So far, you have given, and we have a $167,798 that has come in so far, getting close to $170,000, and we're looking to move ahead with that. Would you give us a call with your donation? 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And this is Prayer and Share, and we are looking forward to getting this completely funded, the next 6 months fully funded, so we're able to get back to regular programming. So thank you so much for making WCNO possible. Listener support simply means that without you, we wouldn't be here. And so you may say, well, I've never given, so it must not make a difference. But if you've never given, someone else has to make it possible. Why not step up if you're able to, and God's directing your heart, and be a part of this ministry at this time. Number again, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100.
All chains. There is a name.
David, let's see if we can get some phone numbers out here. We have people wanting to call in because we are believing with you.
Well,
we got to wake everybody up.
We got to wake everybody up.
Get those phones ringing.
That's right. Well, the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
All right.
All right.
So... Well, we're at that point. It kind of feels like a Wednesday already. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It kind of feels like a Wednesday, but it's actually Tuesday. And you know, God's given us a great time so far. Prayer and Share. We've had some great interviews, great people coming in, and we have a little more of that's going to be going on this week. But we're really looking forward to seeing this finished off. I thought the way we started, we might be finished before the end of last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're in here on Tuesday, and so we do need to hear from our family. And I know traditionally many people wait till kind of the last couple days. So it would be nice if we don't wait till the last couple days. It'd be nice to be finished on our birthday.
Yes, so we can have that chocolate cake.
Chocolate gnarly. What is it?
Gnarly.
Ganache. Okay. Well, that was close.
Did you look it up?
No.
Did you Google it?
I didn't. I did not Google it.
Well, I'm just wondering what he's thinking about a gnarly cake. What a gnarly cake would actually be like.
It wouldn't look that good. It might taste good, but it wouldn't look that good.
It would look like, have you seen those, the people that have a vision of the cake that they want to make, and then they show you what it actually came out like?
Doesn't work out perfectly.
Oh, there was one that somebody was trying to make. It looked like a little Easter, like a little lamb or something for Easter. So you're looking at this beautiful, you know, beautiful little
picture.
Lamb
that was
cake.
The vision, right?
Yeah, and then the person
you see
showed
us.
It was the eyes were all crooked and the oh, they're just hilarious. I don't know what they call them. But they've done it in many ways, but mostly with cakes, you know.
Yeah.
This was the...
What are these, competitions or something?
No, it's just, you know, maybe they want to make a cake for their kids' birthday or something.
What are these, on YouTube? Where do you see this?
On Instagram.
Instagram. Okay.
Yeah, they're on Pinterest as well.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll see if I can find a few, but they're fun to look at.
Well.
You know, this is... Oh, the expectation.
Yeah, the expectations over here.
And beautiful. And then the actual
product.
Well, it's some funny stuff.
I always figured if they taste good, then I don't care too much about what it looks like.
But you look at it, and you're like, I don't think I want.
It doesn't look appetizing
that,
at all.
No.
Well, you know, the other thing I thought was if it didn't come out quite right, just put more icing on it.
Yeah, you
try
could do
to
that.
You know, and if that didn't work, add more ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That'll probably make it work out.
I think I found what you were talking about.
You found the gnarly?
Chocolate.
The ganache.
Well,
yeah.
This is a tart. You know, not quite as yellow.
It says chocolate ganache.
Yeah.
So.
It has some ganache on it. But
some
look,
ganache. See, I still don't know what ganache is. I mean, we've been talking about this now
like
for
mousse,
an hour.
It's like mousse, but thicker. Chocolate mousse, but thicker.
Thicker. Okay. So, like.
So, if you go to Publix website, we'll put a little plug in for Publix.
It's very good. Okay. You had a piece of one that came in here, right, before?
See. Yeah, yeah.
Didn't we taste it? I think it was good.
Yes, yes.
Well, I'm willing to try it now that I can see what it looks
man.
Like.
I think Andrew wants to try it.
I would think so.
Andrew likes chocolate.
He
like chocolate.
He has great taste. Chocolate's an excellent.
Chocolate is good.
Yes. It is.
Yeah, and you were saying the other day that you do like dark chocolate.
I'm a fan of it, yeah.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, I have, in confessional now, I get these, was it
Geert? No one is under the cloth at the moment, David, so if you're confessing, we're in trouble.
Ghirardelli, chips. They have
chips.
60% cocoa, and now they've got the 76% or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they're chips?
They're chips, like chocolate chips, like you'd put and make a cookie or whatever.
Oh,
but
I see.
I just put a handful of them in a bowl and, you know, kind
munch
of
on them.
Munch on them. Yeah,
yeah.
I like them.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
They would, if I did that, it'd be like, you can't stop until the bag's empty.
Yeah, I have to force myself to just have a handful.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Well, when the Dunkin' Donuts came in the other day, I sort of felt like a little kid trying to sneak away with a cookie. Because I'm like, I took my favorite out of the box. I hope it wasn't anybody else's favorite. And I don't want anybody to see it and think it's their favorite.
So if it's gone, they don't know.
If it's gone, you're not going to miss it.
Well,
yeah.
You know, if you're at the box at the same time as somebody else, you know, you're like, yeah, you go ahead.
Sure,
and you're like, please.
Then you feel, don't take my favorite. Yeah. Right. But, you know, we were talking about this, Karen, that it seems the same two donuts have been left in the box.
Yes.
And yeah.
That's right.
I don't know. Maybe someone out there, you've had this happen around your house where the same two donuts do not get eaten.
I think they're, because to me they look like that's what you give to the kids.
Right. Yeah. Kids will eat anything. Leave it for them.
Well, that's right. My grandparents, when Dunkin' Donuts first came out, that was up in Massachusetts. So my grandparents were very good about coming over to the house, one or two Sundays a month. So we knew when Mom put that big percolator on, we knew Nana and Grampy were
coming.
And they came with two boxes of donuts. So there's seven of us kids. So they would bring one box for the adults.
And one for the kids.
They'd buy all the crap ones for the kids. the plain.
The cake donuts and stuff nobody wants. Yeah.
We never got any jelly filled. No.
Really? Wow.
Only if there was leftover from, what they were, the adults were putting
away. So maybe the second day, once they were a little crunchy.
Right. Crunchy, right. And no one wanted them, but the kids would eat them.
Yes,
right.
Exactly.
Because the jelly was still good,
the crullers,
I figured.
Remember the crullers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The old fashions, but they're like a stick.
Mm, yeah.
They kind of make me think of a tire you'd put on a Jeep going off-road. Crullers, kind of with all the tread.
Oh, yeah.
Let's give those phone numbers out. We are actually, we are looking for your call.
We are. And that number is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Amen.
All right, and Ben has been so busily working down there. I haven't interrupted him, and he has acted as if he totally did not have any connection with our donut story. So he's behaved totally, and that's a very good trait of his. He can be in the same room, and there can be misbehavior, and he's very focused. Joseph from Royal Palm Beach, thank you very much, Joseph, for making a donation. Of $50 toward prayer and share. Thank you so much. We're going to add that in as we move along through the day. And we are looking for your call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And let's see what we have going on. I think we can find some good music. Hillsong. It says in La Cruz, live.
You
All right. And Joseph, again, thank you for that $50 coming in from Royal Palm Beach. We're right now at $7,361. We are making progress on our matching funds. We do look for your call. So give us a shout this morning. It is still morning, slightly morning, about 11:25, something like that, real close to that. And it does look like that cloudy weather and that stormy conditions with showers is going to stick around here throughout the day. When you see a chance of precipitation of 96%, that is a pretty high percentage for rain. And we don't need that high of a percentage for rain in Florida to get rain, but that's what we have today. So be careful out there. Keep your dial set right here at 89.9 FM. This is your Christian Good News Station, and we're so glad that you are tuning in. So we're just recognizing that I really should not be reading all the names of the songs as they're showing up, because we still are, well, you know, when you load, you transfer files, you load files, and you're working with new files, sometimes things get moved around a little bit. So if you hear something that we don't precisely perfectly give you the title for, then it's just because we're in transition.
Yes.
Yes.
We are in transition.
We're in detective mode now.
We are.
To find where the errors are.
That's right. And, you know, I'm looking forward to David jumping in here and trying some more of these buttons out over here. He may help me with that.
Well, good luck with that.
Hey, gotta learn on the fly.
I'll be working on it, actually.
Yeah, you will be. I know that you're already working on it in the other room so far. But
with one aspect of production.
Sure.
But as far as doing the live programming,
yeah,
like we're doing now, still a little light.
But look at all the sweat pouring off of me.
Yeah, see,
it's so strenuous down here.
Yeah, that's it'll all get there.
But we're blessed. You know, what God has done with WCNO in the last couple years, a lot of rebuilding, replacing, and so many of you have been a partner with us in that, and that has been so beneficial, and we thank you for that. And so, you know, today we come to you. We're looking for a donation, and so will you prayerfully consider doing that? And, of course, I don't know where we are in regards with our texting. I think a lot of people were starting to text, and apparently some glitch in our system, they're working on getting that repaired. But as soon as that is taken care of, I'm hopeful that we will get a notice so we can give that word. But you can still go to WCNO.com online. You can make a donation. You can also make a comment, prayer request, praise report, all that you can do online. So you can do that. You can also call us. And we would love to hear from you. Looks like maybe it's working. Karen just pulled up. Is that on Apple or Android?
This is Android. So, yeah.
Oh, it's working.
It seems to be working right now.
Wow. Praise God. That's awesome. So that's the text option.
Correct. Text WCNO to 24365.
All right, so go ahead and try that out. Those of you that like to text, and I think Nick had a really good idea. He said if everyone that's listening would just text like $4, $5, that would make a tremendous impact on what we need to raise, because we have a large family. And, of course, I know, you know, this time of day people are busy. Lunch is coming up. It's about 30 minutes to lunchtime. And so maybe over lunch you could take a break and text in a donation. That would be awesome. And text WCNO to 24365, and that will get the donation to us. Thank you, Joseph, again. I'm going to go ahead and enter this into the computer, but we're 7,361 yet to go to finish off the matching fund. And we are looking to fully match this off, and Dave and Karen have laid before us a challenge to believe God and to act upon. Let's get this finished by tomorrow, by our anniversary tomorrow. And that would be a great blessing for us to do that. And we haven't finished on a Wednesday yet, since I've been a part of Prayer and Share, but this would be a great, great thing to do. So we know we started out with a lot of help, and at this point, we need your help as well. So give us a shout. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
So I want to make a donation.
You do?
Yes, you were talking about the memorials for people.
Okay.
And so my donation will be 261, because we know how I roll.
261.
Yes. So we can even that out.
Okay.
There.
Oh, even it out. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But so this is on behalf of my friend Terry, who passed away a few weeks ago. And she was 89 years old. She was one of my spiritual moms and mentors and friend and just all around awesome lady. Mm-hmm. And it was just like her to not let me know that she was sick. So she had apparently gone into the hospital, and within a week she had caught pneumonia and then was in hospice and then gone. Mm. But wow. She had been having some, I don't know if she had COPD, but anyway, she, you know, for the last 5 years or so, she's like, I'm done. You know, just really, she just was really wanted to go. But anyway, the way I found out was, you know, we had been part of the healing rooms, and that's where I met her, and I met her at the church I went to down in Broward. But we had a mutual friend who texted me. I had gotten her number a few years back. And she texted me and she said, I know that you were a friend of Terry's, but I didn't see you at her memorial.
Mm.
And I was like, what? And, you know, and she sent three pictures, you know, one of Terry with her little group there. And then she sent me a video of when they had the memorial, you know, they put up all the pictures and everything. Right. So she said, I thought of you, you know, since you weren't there, that you would like to see this. And she recorded the whole thing for me. She recorded the church service that they had the day before or the following day or something. So anyway, I got two blessings in one. But with Terry, she was telling me that the lady that was with her for the last week, Terry said she took both of her hands to this lady, Patty, and she said, Patty, if I start to go, do not pray me back. She said, I want to go, so don't let anybody pray, because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be here. So that would be just like her, but she was hilarious. But she's with the Lord now, and then Jackie and I have reconnected. So
well, that's really great that she was thinking about you and recorded that, so you could have a copy of it. That's really special.
Pretty neat.
That's special, because a lot of memories are stirred up. I realized the other day in this service on Saturday, this celebration of life for Cynthia, the room was packed. I mean, there wasn't a seat anywhere. They brought out all the chairs. The whole back of the room is full. And somebody told me they counted like 40 or more than 40 that were in like the gathering vestibule area. And so the place was absolutely packed. So then at the conclusion, people were coming up to see the family. And I could see all these people. Some of them I hadn't seen in like 20 years, 30 years. And weddings are like that too. You know, you go to weddings, you'll see people you haven't seen in a while. Funerals are very much like that as well. But I was, you know, it's a little surprising for a funeral to see a room totally packed with people. That was neat. You know, just a lot of believers. They were there to support the family, there to celebrate and to tell stories about her life. And you know, people were just in little groups talking about, well, you know, we met here and we met there and this is what happened. And it really was interesting. It was interesting. So in the body of Christ, we truly can have and have celebrations of life.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we should say it's celebration of life / celebration of eternity. Because we really are looking forward. We're living with a forward glance, because we know this isn't the end. It's actually the beginning for us. And and yet it's, you know, it's sad. It's sad for the family. It's a big loss, change of so much in our lives. But that's really cool, Karen. So thank you for that. That's a memorial gift then, $261.
That's right.
Even though I can't read my writing very well, I did get it. I heard you say that. That's great, and that brings us to $7,100. So we're only $2,100 away from matching, bringing in the first $5,000, and that's going to be great. And we still have a few minutes going up till 12 o'clock. So if you have not given yet, would you prayerfully consider making a donation this morning? 772-221-1100, or going online to WCNO.com, or now we're saying you can text, right?
Yes, the text is working. I think he was doing something with the QR code, and it.
I don't know if that's in yet or not.
Yeah, but I don't know if that was, if they were working hand in hand or he had to do something.
But anyway,
it was a tech issue that I think the updating or the upgrading of something. But anyway, yes, it is working. And it looks a little different when you. Dave, can you, because you've done by text, right?
Yeah.
So, I haven't. So, if you sign on, it just goes right to the form there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, it just looked a little different to me from my recollection.
Well, from the time I first set up our monthly giving mm-hmm. through the app, and the screen is different than it was. I saw it because I went in there to test it. So it looks a little different. It's all better, right. Actually. It's more.
That's what I was going to say. Is it an upgrade?
Easy. It's an upgrade. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Easier to use. Mm.
Easy peasy.
All right.
You can do it lickety split.
Lickety split. Yeah. Right. Gosh.
When you said Shanine.
Yes.
Monique.
Yeah.
Were you suggesting we play that song?
Yes.
You like that song. Tell us about it. Tell us about Shanine.
Well, Shanine is a very accomplished worship leader, and
okay.
I think she's going to be teaching the word, and she's the daughter of Sheila Suarez, who you will hear on Saturday nights here at 7 p.m.
This is Sheila's daughter.
Yes, yeah. And ooh. She's a worship leader over in Texas at, what is the name of their Christ for the Nations. The Lindsays began that.
Wow! So at the school.
Yes.
It's a school.
She leads worship there at the school.
Yes, she does.
Sheets wow! Went.
Really, he went there.
Yeah, he went there.
That's
Christ
where he went.
The Nations. Yeah.
That
Christ
was a
graduated from there.
Really well recognized
yes.
school for mm-hmm. ministry and missionary mm-hmm. service, and it seemed it was maybe. Known for releasing people who were just on fire, you know, fire in the spirit.
Yeah.
Exceptional people. And that's really great. All right, here's Shanine. If you don't know her, you ought to get acquainted.
Silence the noise, because I want to hear clearly. Silence the noise, silence the noise, because I want to hear clearly. Silence the noise, silence the noise. I wanna hear clearly. Silence the noise, silence the noise. I wanna hear clearly. I wanna hear. I have no strength on my own, Savior, I need to hear you clearly. Jesus, I have no strength on my own, Savior, I need to hear. So clear out the obstacles.
Number 772-221-1100. Give us a call right now, 772-221-1100, as we move along through the day, raising the funds for the next 6 months of support.
No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week, yeah. Your love is like a fountain, it'll never run dry. Measure up. We try money, but don't get enough. We fill our sky with fading lights, trying to guide us through the night. But you're the one thing that'll carry us, because your love.
I love. rejoice. So take joy, my King. Hear in what you hear, and let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear.
Through
All right, Ben, are you still with us?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay. Good, 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 good. You've been busy the last little bit working on some things there, and yeah. I was just chatting with my bride, in whom I'm well pleased, and she's going to bring me in a sandwich, I believe. And so we're going to have some lunch here.
It's good. You're looking a little thin in the skin there. You know?
Yes. Well, I don't think we're going to suffer too much loss. I think we're going to be all right. I think we're going to be all right. Okay. Well, it is right now 11:54. So if you're looking forward to the Great Escape at lunchtime, it's coming soon. It's coming real soon. And we are moving along today, looking to match some funds up. And thanks to Palm Beach Ironworks, we had a $10,000 matching fund for the day. We are in the second week, so Karen, we are looking to get this done at this point.
Absolutely. As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
But at least by 6 p.m. tomorrow.
By 6 p.m. tomorrow. So tomorrow is our anniversary. That is the 35th anniversary for WCNO. If you've been listening for a number of those years, why don't you tell us when you call in and just give us a little bit of history? That would be kind of neat to know how things were back in the early days. I remember visiting the studio when it was over in Stewart up on a second floor, and there was a pizza restaurant down on the first floor called Anna's, and used to meet up on occasion with some people over there, and it's pretty good. Anna now has moved to Jensen Beach. She's closer to my house, so we still go and see Anna. But it's kind of funny. A lot of the kids would come in from the high school, and she treated those kids really great and had a tremendous special, lunch specials and stuff. And those kids would come in, and Tom was telling me one day that he went in. He was trying to order, and she says, "Nope. Nope, you can't have that. This is what you can have." It's like she's like about 4 foot tall, but she's very commanding. So she told him what he was allowed to have and what he couldn't have, and that's what he ended up getting. Like, you know, most restaurants you go and you place your order, but anyhow, that's Anna. She's over in Jensen Beach. Sweet lady, boy, she turns out some really good food. But those were the days, and WCNO was up on the second floor and had a couple little rooms up there and used to go up and hang out and chat with Tom some. Tom was a pastor here in town, the Church of God in town, and I was pastor at the Assembly of God Church, and so we would mostly just chat when I came to the station. And he always was full of wonderful stories and had great fellowship with him. And many of you knew Tom over the years. Some of you went on trips with him to Israel. And I'm not sure what all the trips were. I think Tom said he took something like 35 trips. Did you ever go on a trip, Karen?
No. It was because he actually was taking his last trip when I came here.
Oh, really?
Because when I, you know, when the Lord spoke to me to come here and apply for that job, that I knew nothing about.
And it wasn't even advertised, was it?
No.
God sent you over to apply for a job that's not advertised.
That I wasn't looking for.
That you weren't trained for.
Right.
Okay.
And, so when I came in to see him the next day, after the Lord had spoken that to me, he said, "Well, I'm taking a trip for 3 weeks." But they were going to Greece. And he said, "When I come back on the 21st of March, you know, if you still want the job, then, you know, just come back on the 21st. So, but he did tell me afterwards that was his last trip. And, but it was, it was to Greece, not Israel.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think he went with a group.
I think so.
Maybe Valerie may know about that.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe somebody can call in and fill us in on some of that history.
Mm-hmm.
So who was running the station while he was gone?
Well, his friend Dan. Remember Dan?
Yeah, Dan ran the station.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, everything's automated, so he was putting in programs and.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Tom was listening from Greece. He said that he'd be over there checking on everything.
Make sure it was okay. And
yeah, like out on his daily jaunts and then tuning in on the app.
Which we both know Tom would do that because when I came in for training and Tom would leave one of you in charge, and he would run off to shop or something, or had run errands or something. He was always listening, mm-hmm. and he would always come back with corrective and directive guidelines, and sometimes a bunch of silly things. He had, you know, Tom had great humor.
Oh, I never laughed so much.
Great humor.
Some of his stories and his training methods.
Yeah.
And,
the day he came in with those red rubber noses, and he came in wearing one and had extras, you know, he wanted to get a picture of everybody. I don't know what happened to all those crazy pictures, but
I have a couple of them, but that was pretty weird.
The Hummazoo, he had, you know, the noisemakers, all that stuff. Well, I don't know if Tom's listening today, but if you are, Tom, we love you and we're remembering you, and a lot of people are still thinking about fun times and all those years that you were here taking care of things. And I remember Tom told me about